something is truly a goal of mine, then I'm giving my best energy to it. What evidence is there in your life that the goals that you say you have for these things are really, truly important to you?
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I just have a couple minutes today. I want to talk to all you fighters out there about the evidence in your life. That's what we're going to dig. We're going to dig right in right now. We're going to talk about evidence, right? So you go to the crime scene, right? And, you know, there was a theft, breaking and entering. Somebody broke into your house, broke into your car, stole something. And then you get, you know, Sherlock Holmes out there, and he's looking for evidence of who the bad guy is and stuff. Things that will point to the true story of what's really going on. Y'all know what evidence is. Well, listen, I want to talk today for a few minutes about a simple question. And here it is. Ready? Do your actions support the goals that you say you have? Is there evidence, if we look at your life, is there evidence that you're not full of shit when you say something is a goal? So, for example, if one of your goals is to be healthy, then you would see evidence in your life that you are watching what you're eating and you're moving your body and you're getting rest and all that other shit, okay? In fact, right now, the dude behind the camera, in fact, come here a minute, come here. Come over here, real quick. It's my son, Dakota. He's the guy that's always behind the camera. So Dakota's leaving for the Marine Corps in March of 2020. Okay, get the hell out of here. All right, good. He's leaving for the Marine Corps. His goal is to go to Marine Corps boot camp, become a Marine, and do some cool shit there, right? So right now, if you were to look at his life and his actions, you would see a guy who's preparing to go to the Marine Corps. All right, he ran 5 miles yesterday with ammo cans, went on a hike this morning. He's been banging up push-ups and sit-ups. He's doing some bunch of other stuff. In fact, him and his girlfriend are on this whole meal plan because he knows he's got to cut some weight before he goes off to boot camp so he's not a fat fuck, okay? And so one of those diet privates that we used to call him, right? And he doesn't want to be the guy that goes through the food line and he's one of the fat guys, right? Because the drill instructors will make him dump his tray and they'll put the Jell-O back on. Like, they'll grab the Jell-O, dump the tray, put the Jell-O back on, and they'll go enjoy your meal, you dickhead. All right, so you look at his life right now and you see the evidence that he's a guy that has a goal to make it into the Marine Corps. All right? So here's what's cool. If you really want to know if you're full of shit or not when it comes to achieving your goals, look at two things. Okay? Three things, actually. Number one, how do you spend your time? If you say that you have a goal to grow your business by a certain amount, but you're not spending any of your time prospecting, developing a marketing strategy, a marketing plan, like we talked about in one of our recent videos, having a marketing plan that's simple. If you can't look at your time, and basically, where's our time show up? It shows up on our calendar. So if you really want to know what's important to you, if you're full of shit or not when you set these goals, look at how you're spending your time. Look at your calendar. The second thing is your money. What are you spending your money on? Back to the business. A lot of us say that, oh, you know, I have a goal to replace myself and be out of the field, or I need to hire a right-hand man. In fact, that's a good one. I'll talk about that. I work with a lot of people that go, yeah, I need to hire a right-hand guy, a project manager, a superintendent, somebody who really can pick up some slack for me, or I really need to hire a salesperson, a really top-notch salesperson. That's my goal for this next quarter. Yet, when I look at where they're spending their money, they don't spend any money trying to achieve those things. Meaning, I say, well, you should call my buddy Art Snarzik at Interview Advisors. In fact, I'll put his link in here because you guys need to call Art. Art's a hiring expert. He's a former contractor. He's now called the Turnover Terminator. And he's a good buddy of mine, personal friend of mine, and he's a friend of the contractor fight. Okay, so I go, you need to call Art and he'll help you hire that fucking rock star, that FW that you want. But you're going to have to write a check to Art. And it might be $4,000, $5,000, $10,000. I don't know, to find that person. So, and people are like, well, I don't want to do that. Okay, well then how important is it to achieve this? Or maybe it's not that extreme for you. Maybe it's not all about spending $5,000 to hire the right employee that's going to make you millions of dollars in the next few years, okay, which is a no-brainer. But let's say your goal is to get your gross profit up in your business. And then when I look at your calendar, I don't see any weekly meetings on there, operations meetings that we talk about here a lot. And then I look at the money you're spending on training your employees, okay, because in order for them to be at that meeting, you got to pay them to be there. And maybe there's other trainings you need to send them to, or you need to buy a certain software, or who knows. I look at your time, I look at your money, and oftentimes those actions or the evidence that I'm seeing or not seeing is really sending the message that this goal really isn't that damn important to you. Hey, did you know that about 88% of home improvement contractors are not making $100,000 take-home pay a year? And that's pathetic, because there's a lot of needs in our lives, guys. I just want you to think about your personal life here for a minute. You know, I've recently asked people to post why they want to make $100,000, and we've got everything from somebody saying, I want to be able to take my wife on a date anytime I want, all right, and we're check to check and I feel like a loser. Or one guy was sharing about how whenever he knows he's not providing the amount of money that he needs to provide to take care of his family and his in-laws, he feels like his in-laws are giving him a strange look every time he's over there, like he's an underachiever, and it bothers him. Somebody else shared about how she's had massive health issues her whole life and hasn't had the money to truly take care of herself. And now her daughter has a condition and she can't afford the treatment and the therapy and the nutrition and all these other things. Guys, you sacrifice a lot to add massive value to your clients. And I'm going to keep this short and sweet here today. It's as simple as this. If you're not making $100,000 a year in personal income, as soon as my voice is done in this podcast today, go to thecontractorfight.com/100K, 100K, all right, and sign up to get notified about our 100K coaching program. It is designed to get you from wherever you're at now to 100K in personal income in the next 12 months, if not sooner, if you do the shit we coach you to do, all right? There's too much at stake. Your kids are dependent on you. You've been stealing from your family too long. All right? Some of you, your spouse has been carrying the financial load for way too long, and it's time you fucking shit or get off the pot. Do things the right way and have the life and the bank account that you've always wanted to have. thecontractorfight.com/100K. Third thing is my energy. And I've just personally added this as a third. I've always had these two things for many years in my own life and my coaching. I go, hey, if something's important to me, let's look at where my time and money are. And that's a great indicator of that. But in recent months, I've just been working on myself a lot and my own mindset, the shit between my ears, things in my heart, this and that. And what I've learned is the importance of our energy. If something is truly a goal of mine, then I'm giving my best energy to it. So I want you guys to think about the things right now in your business or your life. You got your health, you got your money, your personal finances, you got relationships and all that other stuff. What evidence is there in your life that the goals that you say you have for these things are really, truly important to you? Am I giving my best energy to it? Am I ponying up the money that it's going to take? And where am I spending my time? And I guarantee you, if you're having a hard time hitting your goals, you could look at that stuff over my shoulder right now and probably find the answer for yourself. So like I said, this is going to be a quick one today because not much more to say on this. All right, what evidence is there? What does the evidence tell you about whether or not you're full of shit or not? Okay, and back to the top of this video here today, the first question I asked you was, do your actions support your goals? All right, so chew on that for a while. I'd love to hear your feedback in the comments below. Share this with another contractor. And if you're not part of our private Facebook group, hit the link below, join that, own your crap, and be part of a couple thousand awesome contractors around the world who are doing some great things to better their lives and better their businesses. I appreciate you guys being here today on Contractor Fight TV, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of the Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.